Treasure Seekers by E. Nesbitt. Copyright Burlington Books, 2010. Chapter 1. A Family Discussion. Let me start our story by telling you about my family. We're the Bastable children, and there are six of us. Dora is 14, I'm Oswald and I'm 12, and Dickie is 11. Alice and Noel, the twins, are 10. Finally, there's little Horace Octavius, but nobody calls him that. We call him H.O. He's nearly 8. Many years ago, we were a happy family, and we had a big, beautiful house. But now, our mother is dead, and life is very different for us. Our father is sad and alone, and his business isn't making any money. Our house is old and in poor condition. We need to paint the walls, and the carpets are very dirty. But we haven't got money to repair the house. Father can't pay for our school, so we all stay home. We've got no money for servants. Only Eliza, our cook, stays with us. One day, we have a discussion.
"We need money,"
says Dora.
"What can we do?"
"We can work to get some money,"
suggests Alice.
"No, we're very young,"
answers Noel.
"Let's read books to get some ideas."
Noel loves reading books. He's the family poet.
"Let's be bandits and take people's money,"
H.O. suggests, and we all laugh.
"We can save somebody from danger. Then he can give us gold coins as a reward."
"That's a stupid idea, Noel,"
says Dora.
"We need a divining rod. You move it over the ground and it helps you find gold."
"All these ideas are stupid," I say. "Let's dig for treasure. A lot of people find treasure and become rich. We can do it too." Dora doesn't believe we can find treasure, but the others think it's a great idea. Why didn't Daddy think of this?